from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 7th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph. Proposed Clarity Ethics deal could save Trump millions in taxes. Bloomberg, the latest bipartisan ethics proposal would reportedly require Trump to divest crypto businesses while allowing him to defer capital gains taxes on those sales. A bipartisan ethics proposal pitched to U.S. President Donald Trump to secure passage of the crypto market structure bill in Congress could create a significant tax benefit for the president, Bloomberg reported Thursday. The ethics addendum, which has not been made public, includes a provision requiring the president to divest from crypto-related businesses, according to people familiar with the matter. Next. Second, from Deutsche Welle, Thailand. Several killed in school shooting north of Bangkok. August 7, 2026. The shooting incident took place at the Debsirin Nonthaburi School in the Bangkruai district of Nonthaburi, just north of the capital city of Bangkok. Several people were killed and others injured in a shooting at a high school in Thailand's Nonthaburi province, just north of the capital city of Bangkok, local authorities said. According to officials from the Ministry of Education, four people, including teachers and students, had been killed in a school shooting. Up next. Third, from Sky Sports. Undrafted King leads Panthers to comeback win versus Cardinals in Hall of Fame game. Undrafted rookie quarterback Haynes King ran in on the final play to give the Carolina Panthers a 33-30 victory over the Arizona Cardinals in the Hall of Fame game that kicked off the NFL preseason on Thursday night. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, White House to cut unnecessary Bitcoin. Crypto regulations. They're aiming to simplify the process and make it easier for the U.S. to integrate with the global crypto market. This move could potentially boost market optimism, but it's still early days. We'll be keeping an eye on how this plays out, especially since it might influence future Bitcoin price forecasts. The White House is essentially saying they want to cut through the noise and focus on what really matters. They're not looking to stifle innovation or growth, but rather create a more streamlined environment for crypto to thrive. This could be a big deal, especially for U.S.-based crypto companies looking to expand globally. It's worth noting that this move might not directly impact the day-to-day trading of Bitcoin or other cryptos, but it could have a longer-term effect on market sentiment and overall market health. We'll be keeping a close eye on how this plays out and what it means for traders and investors. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next. Fifth, from the Hindu Top. What a water-wise city would look like. And how India can get there. Durban and Bhubaneswar have protected water access for low-income households. Las Vegas and Bengaluru use higher tariffs to discourage excessive consumption. Seoul and Guwahati have strengthened planning rules to protect floodplains. Windhoek and Chennai show that treated wastewater can become a reliable source of water. Up next. Sixth, from Straits Times, Congo's Ebola outbreak surpasses 4,000 cases. The epidemic, the world's second largest, has been described as the fastest spreading on record. Experts believe infections started circulating months before the outbreak was declared on May 15th, and that the true number of cases could be much higher than the official tally. The Central African country's Public Health Institute said in its latest report that the total number of infections had reached 4,053, including 1,850 deaths. Cases have been recorded in five provinces in the country: Ituri, North Kivu, South Kivu, Haut-Uele, and Chopo. And then, seventh, from Channel News Asia, Pacific nations failed to agree on statement condemning China missile test. Beijing gave only a handful of nations short notice before test firing an intercontinental ballistic missile last month, with the rocket appearing to land in a patch of ocean somewhere between Solomon Islands, Nauru, and Tuvalu. Next. Eighth, from Bloomberg. Markets, FTSE 100 Live. Stock futures ease as Middle East. Uncertainty persists. Up next. Ninth, from The Guardian World, Alan Jones trial. Complainant wants to humiliate broadcaster by revealing intimate details of alleged assaults, defense tells court. Barrister alleges, A count of penis wiggling is an attempt to humiliate broadcaster who has pleaded not guilty to 22 charges of indecent assault and sexual touching. Get our breaking news email, free app, or daily news podcast. Alan Jones's defense barrister has told a Sydney court one of the broadcaster's alleged victims invented details of alleged indecent assaults at a Fitzroy Falls farm to humiliate and smear the former media titan. And then, 10th, from Forbes Business, Fred Richard tops Danila Lakin in night one at U.S. Championships. Richard, the 2023 World All-Around Bronze Medalist and 2024 Olympic Team Bronze Medalist, returned to the U.S. Championships this summer after missing out on the 2025 World Championship team. Heading into the final day of competition, Richard also leads the national field on floor exercise. Though Lakin does not hold a top spot on any event, the 19-year-old finished in the top five on 4 of 6 apparatuses. Considered a formidable threat for the men's title and potential 2028 Olympic star, Lakin is in strong position to battle Richard for gold on Saturday. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.